Workers in the Paradise Valley Sanitarium, St. Helena, California, February 12, 1907. To the workers in the Paradise Valley Sanitarium, dear brethren and sisters, the past night has been one of wakefulness and prayer. I am anxious to understand the ways of the Lord and to know what words I should speak to those who are in charge of the Paradise Valley Sanitarium. I heard one of authority speaking to a company of workers, including everyone who has a part to act in the sanitarium. These were the words he said. Let not your hearts be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. John 14, verse 1-3. When Jesus spoke these words to his disciples, he was about to leave them. He had just given them a portion of his parting address, and in that he had foretold the work of Judas in betraying his Lord for 30 pieces of silver. When Judas left the presence of Christ to perform this terrible work, Jesus said to his disciples, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God be glorified in him, God shall also glorify him in himself, and shall straightway glorify him. Little children, yet a little while I am with you. Ye shall seek me, and as I said unto the Jews, whither I go ye cannot come. So now I say to you, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another, as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one for another." Simon Peter said unto him, "Lord, whither goest thou?" Jesus answered him, "Whither I go thou canst not follow me now, but thou shalt follow me afterwards." Peter said unto him, "Lord, why cannot I follow thee now? I will lay down my life for thy sake." Jesus answered him, "Wilt thou lay down thy life for my sake? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, the cock shall not crow till thou hast denied me thrice." John 13, verse 31-38. The workers in our sanitarium should understand that each has an individual work. Each should realize his duty to keep his soul and body under discipline to the great physician, who gave his life to rescue us from the control of a powerful foe. After he had burst the fetters of the tomb, he said to his disciples, "I am the resurrection and the life." John 11, verse 25. And before he ascended to heaven, he declared, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And, lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." Matthew 28, verse 18-20. Here is your work. Teach the sick. Proclaim the gospel to them, persuading them to become Christ's disciples. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are pledged to be with you in every emergency. Act as Christians, having divine orders. God is to be trusted, believed, obeyed. His character is to be represented in every household. A wonderful responsibility rests upon those connected with the sanitariums established in His name for the treatment of the sick. This is to be done without the use of poisonous drugs. Those who become workers in the sanitarium are to believe the words of Christ, "Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." Verse 20. Those who have the fear of God in the heart will cultivate a sweet disposition. Forbearance and courtesy will be manifested in the life. Duties will be faithfully discharged, and in a way that will not leave a disagreeable impression on the minds of the sick or the well. In order to maintain a right influence, the workers must reveal that they are one in sentiment. Do not let it be seen that there is disunion among the helpers. In your care of the sick, act tenderly, kindly, faithfully, that you may have a converting influence upon them. You have need of the grace of Christ in order to properly represent the service of Christ. And as you present the grace of truth in true, disinterested service, angels will be present to sustain you. The Comforter will be with you to fulfill the promise of the Savior, "Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." Verse 20. I have a charge to give, a message to bear to our sanitarium workers. Keep your souls in purity. Do a work that will have a winning influence on those placed in your charge. You can speak often, to the sick, of the great physician who can heal the diseases of the body as verily as he heals the sickness of the soul. Pray with the sick and try to lead them to see in Christ their healer. Tell them that if they will look to him in faith, he will say to them, "Thy sins be forgiven thee." Matthew 9, verse 2. It means very much to the sick to learn this lesson.